The Astros trying to win for the seventh time in 8 games, taking on the Marlins. Dan Straley on the hill for Miami, going up against Joe Musgrove. We pick up the action in the second, a runner on, Musgrove facing Giancarlo Stanton.
Tried to hold up, he went around. Musgrove picks up the strikeout of Giancarlo Stanton, second strikeout of the game for Joe.
3-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Gattis. That's a strikeout.
No score. Bottom of the fourth.
On the ground, Gurriel, backhand play. He'll flip to Musgrove, covers for the final out.
Bases are loaded.
That ball's ripped to left field. Ozuna back, looking up. Gone! Grand slam, Yuli Gurriel.
Family in attendance, Yuli gives him something to stand up and cheer about.
First career grand slam for Yuli.
Bases loaded.
On the ground, base hit left field. Astros lead 6-1. There's a ball hit deep to left center field, way back, all the way towards the wall, gone.
Little fella dropped a bomb on their home run thing.
The Astros win at 7-2. They've now won 7 of 8. Joe Musgrove gets the win, allowing 1 run in 5 2/3 frames. Jose Altuve, 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Yuli Gurriel, 2 hits and 4 runs knocked in. Marwin Gonzalez extends a hitting streak to 10 games. The Astros win for the 7th time in 8 games. Houston manager A.J. Hinch.
We had a hard time really doing anything against Straley, but we hung in there, and obviously Joe pitched very well to keep us within striking distance. And then the at-bats, you know, obviously even Gattis' at-bat against Straley sort of kick-started some hard hit balls. We hit a lot of balls in the air. We hadn't really created any sense of stress on Straley, and then things obviously changed, and we get a big blow to Yuli. Yeah, no, he laid off the high fastballs, which is key, you know, and Yuli hits that ball pretty well, but obviously he was very, very selective in that at bat. Pressure's on the pitcher, he's got nowhere to put him. He obviously had made some bad pitches to the hitters before that had hit Gattis, so it was nice for Yuli to zero in on a pitch and didn't miss it.
Much of a home run. Like those are the type of home runs against line drives.
Yeah, hits the ball hard, probably as hard as anybody we have, especially to the pull side, but then he also hit the ball to the opposite field for the double. So he's an intelligent hitter. He hunts pitches and times it up well and gets a barrel of the ball when he's doing well, and that's a big hit that we needed. We were a little Havana, so it's his area. Yeah, I think these guys love coming. The guys that are from any area that you play in, you come back to your familiar. You know, sleep your own bed, you eat your own food, you enjoy your own surroundings. You get a lot of people in the stands. I'm sure it's exciting for them, and as it is for all any player that goes near home. It's pretty awesome.
We're
back. Yeah, it was scary because hit any ball up and in, and turn it down and go out and see him. And as soon as he got feeling back in it, he got strength back, and then I think he forgot about it. But it's dangerous anytime you get hit in the hand. There's a lot of bone, there's a lot of soreness. It's never fun walking out there and then just hit. He's been swinging the bat a little bit better in the last couple of games and not getting much to show for it. A ball really deep in New York, didn't get it, you know, didn't do anything. So it was nice to see him get rewarded for some good swings.
You guys had Straley a couple of years ago. What specifically was he doing tonight?
He pitched above the strike zone and pitched around the margins and pitched ahead. You know, when he pitched ahead, he could do a couple different things. He could climb the ladder on us. He could throw some below the zone secondary pitches. It didn't look like he missed much with many hittable pitches. Obviously, we only hit a couple balls really hard on the barrel. A couple fly balls that were hit okay, but he just controlled contact very, very well.
Jose Altuve, 2 hits and 3 RBIs, including his 6th homer of the season. He spoke afterwards.
You know, we got an auction of BP today. We got some rest, and, you know, we did what we've been doing, playing a really good ball. Like I said, Joe threw the ball really good. We made some good plays, get guys on base. Reddick getting on base a lot, and you know, Julie with a big hit. I think that was key tonight.
Joe Musgrove got his third win of the season, allowing one run in 5 2/3 innings.
Results were really good. I was able to command the ball well, but I mean, Gaddy's really the one that deserves credit to me. You know, he does so much work, and you know, in between starts, preparing and making sure he's ready for my outing. And whether it's film work or you know, just communicating with me throughout the outing, he does a really good job of that. So it makes my job a lot easier to kind of just trust in him and go out there and try to execute pitches when he's calling.
It's like you were doing a good job of when you were getting it.
Like you guys all know, you know, I've been struggling with two strikes, and the problem hasn't been getting the two strikes, it's just been putting them away. And I feel like part of that's been, you know, the failure in the past has kind of made me a bit tentative when I get to two strikes, trying to really be perfect and execute a pitch as opposed to just staying on the attack. You know, I'm in control on that count, and I want him to know that I'm still in control. So.
Up next, the series against the Marlins continues on Tuesday. Dallas Keuchel on the hill against Tom Kohler.